This is the Get Better Everyday podcast with Matt Gouget. Actionable advice from real-life superheroes who, just like you, are in relentless pursuit of the best version of themselves. Whether you're just getting started or have been at it for years, my hope is that this podcast injects you with some positive energy to continue doing what brings you joy. Join me as I interview the best of the best in business, sports, and life. Let's grow together.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm KJ.
And we're the producers of the Get Better Everyday podcast.
Do you like podcasts? Well, then hit us up. IkePodcastNetwork.com. We'll help you build your show.
All right, Matt Gouget, Get Better Everyday podcast. I am excited today. I got somebody local. I got my buddy Cordis Webb. How you doing today, Cordis?
I'm doing good, Matt. I just want to say thank you for inviting me on your podcast. I really appreciate your time.
I'm looking forward to a great conversation. Let's start. Let people know who you are and what you're up to, and we'll jump into some real estate talk and all things Sacramento Folsom real estate.
Sure. My name's Cordis Webb. I work for Keller Williams out in Folsom, and I'm in my second year of working in real estate. And that's a little bit about me. I'm just willing to help people and to educate people on real estate, and then working with you, on how, processing loans and how that kind of works in their arena and your arena. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. And I was going to ask you too, because I sense in you through some of our conversation offline, you're really passionate about helping people, so currently you're helping people in the real estate space, understand the market, understand their options. What'd you do before real estate?
A great question. Before that, I was a recruiter for a company called Curvelo. We used to be called MGA, and we worked here locally and also in San Francisco, also in Los Angeles. And we also did some recruiting in the Midwest and the East Coast. So I was known as a healthcare senior recruiter.
Okay. Recruited people into the healthcare industry. That's interesting. Yes. Yeah, it's always interesting to see, we joked about being introduced from Alvin and my past, as a poker room manager. Some people don't know the story, but the best part about it is I learned a lot managing a poker room that I was able to translate into mortgage. I get to deal with all types of different people from all types of different backgrounds in mortgage, just like I did in the card room industry. So I'm sure there's stuff that you learned in that recruiting space, and maybe just share with us, what you learned in that past career that's helped serve you during the first couple of years of your career in real estate.
Well, what's been really key to me is the ability to listen to people. People come from all walks of life, like you mentioned, all different types of personalities. And my gift is that I'm able to take what someone wants and be able to turn it into reality. And so listening is very key to any business or recruiting or even in the real estate industry. It's just listening to what they want and then making sure the execution is there.
I love that, man. Yesterday I was talking to somebody. I got a group of friends that are out in Vegas at a mortgage conference. And with affordability issues, with all the challenges that buyers are facing, somebody who was up on stage speaking at this event talked about how many of us, we forget, and maybe this is a quick little piece of advice for people out there. They want to present all the answers without first asking the questions of what the problems are, right? And so if you've got somebody pre-approved to buy a house, and this was the example given at the conference, as a mortgage advisor, you don't just call them, hey, I got clients doing a 1-0 buy down. Check this out. Check that out. You call and you ask. And to your point, I wrote that down, ability to listen. A lot of people need to get better every day in that aspect of their ability to listen. So since you've got that talent and you've identified your ability to listen, what are they saying? And this is something that we're generally speaking, talking to the same people as a mortgage advisor or as a real estate advisor. So what are you hearing from people that you're talking to who are thinking about entering the real estate market? What are their challenges or what are some things that they're bringing up?
Great question, Matt. What I've seen is that people are very, very concerned with the interest rate. That's like the one thing that people are very concerned with, the interest rate, inflation, and then they're concerned about will I be able to, let's say if it's a seller, get the price that I was looking for when COVID was happening? And then on the buyer side, of course, it's the interest rate, waiting to the market to crash. And what I tried to share with them is that there's no guarantee that the market will crash. You know, based on what I know and some of the information that I receive from agents in Keller Williams and also loan officers like yourself, is that the interest rate will go down. We're in an election year. And so I feel that with anybody, even if they buy now or end up going with a loan now, you know, they can always refinance. And so that's one of the key things that I have been speaking on. But people are afraid about the interest rate and how much it's going to cost them.
Right. Yeah. Affordability is definitely an issue. I literally had somebody who I pre-approved in July of 2021. And I pulled up the sheet and I put the two Excel sheets side by side because we kind of talked through the numbers with them back then. And then we had to re-engage in February of 24. The same house, not the same house, like, but, yeah, but the same price house, $600,000, 5% down. They're all in payment, principal, interest, taxes, insurance, mortgage insurance. I think it was $3,280, if memory serves me correct, back in 21. That was based on 2.99 interest rate. People don't realize the difference between 2.9 and 6.9 is a lot.
Yes.
A lot. And for people to quantify what a lot means, it was $4,650 or something in that range. That payment had gone up $1,400 because the interest rate went up 4% between July of 21 and February of 24. So definitely an issue. And you talked about people hoping for a crash that might not ever come. What kind of data do you see the markets that you're following on the real estate side?
Well, right now, the market is still strong. It's all based on how you price it. And so some of the numbers, for example, in Sacramento, the average home is around $462,000. And so that's up 5% from last year in January. So that's a pretty good number. And then, you know, people worried about, even if they price it right, there are people that are still buying over. And that's over at 35% over the asking price, which is up 4.1% here in this month from last year. But the only other thing that people might be concerned with, yes, it is dropping in prices and rates, but not as much as you think. It is at 24%. It's down 9.6%. So that's still, you know, this market here in Sacramento is still hot, and it's still, the prices are stabilizing. And so that's what I'm seeing based on the data.
Yeah. I have to repeat it again too, even though I feel like a broken record saying it time and time again. You know, I'm not an MBA in econ or anything. I'm just a public school kid, but I look at real estate and I follow mortgage, and I've done so for a decade. People that don't, you know, necessarily take the time to look at simple supply versus demand. There's very little supply.
Yeah.
And when mortgage interest rates come down, that, like, there's no question, it increases demand. And you can look at like any index you want on mortgage applications week on week. When mortgage interest rates go down, demand will go up. And so when demand goes up and supply is limited, the thing that people don't get is, I'm going to wait for mortgage interest rates to go down. That's a fair statement, but know that if you do, that upward pressure on price that comes with more demand and, you know, not enough supply to meet that demand is going to be something that people are going to have to deal with. And, you know, I can scream it from the rooftops, and at the end of the day, people are like, well, you're in mortgage. You want to encourage people to buy now versus later. Quite honestly, I'm trying to advise and educate people, whether they buy today, tomorrow, next year, or 5 years from now. But I just don't want to get them caught in, you know, some of the traps that I've seen people caught in, which is like, I'm going to wait until it gets better. And there's no rule that says, if affordability is an issue for you right now, if this price and this rate don't work for you, wait long enough and it'll get better. Because that's just not how the world works.
No, I agree about that. I mean, when I'm talking to clients, and what I try to remind them is that if the interest rate goes down, that means the competition is fierce. And I'll give you an example from a personal experience. Me and my wife, we bought a house in September 2020. Okay. We went to all these houses, went to Fair Oaks, we went to Rancho Cordova, we went to Folsom, of course, El Dorado Hills. When people were bidding on these homes and creating an offer, you're talking about, because the interest rates were so low, people were bidding $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 over asking price. So I think people really have to understand that. And I don't think they fully understand the competition and what you're going to have to do. If you can only afford, let's say, $500,000, and you're talking about you're going in there with your pre-approval letter and you're going in with your real estate agent, what's going to happen is that now you have to have enough for $550,000. And so if you're only pre-qualified for $500,000, you either got to come up with that on your own, or you got to go and rework some numbers. And people don't really understand what that's like until they've been in it. And I was in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a crazy time, and hopefully we don't ever get back to it being as wild as it was, where all the contingencies were removed. You had to give up your first child and you know, 10, 15% above the list price, but who knows? I know for certain that decrease in mortgage rates equals increase in demand. I'd love to hear from you too, because your office is in Folsom. And so I'm sure that, did you say you guys end up buying in Folsom?
No, we bought in Rancho Cordova. We bought on the side of where Anatolia is located. Yep. Yeah. Great, great neighborhood.
Yeah. Know that area well. So, as far as, you know, real estate's concerned, I'd love to hear from you who's following it, any area, right, about like what the projections are for 24 and 25 for somebody looking out in the future and saying, I might be buying sometime here in the next 3 to 6 months. What should they expect?
Well, what I expect, at least in the current market, you're talking about new listings, right? I'll just keep it at new listings, and we'll talk about Folsom as far as the data. So in Folsom right now in January, year difference in January 2023 versus 2024, new listings are up 9.3%. And why? It's because usually there's a changeover in the MLS where a lot more people are going to market. So you'll find an increase of homes as we get further from December and we get closer to summer, because people are going to buy, and that's kind of the trend. And we're also thinking, far as all the different types of conversations over at Keller Williams here in Folsom, is that they think that trend is really going to pick up. So people have been gearing up. Not only myself, but also loan officers are gearing up in this transition time as we go towards the summer, and that interest rates possibly are going to drop and the competition is going to be fierce.
Yeah, I agree with that too. And somebody was telling me that sometimes the turning point for, you know, this quote unquote spring buying market will be after the Super Bowl. And so, you know, as of recording this, the Super Bowl has ended. Unfortunately, our Northern California squad didn't come out victorious, but, you know, it's a fun Super Bowl nonetheless. You know, the spring buying season has just started to pick up some momentum, in my opinion. I know we've got so many pre-approved buyers that are just sitting, waiting, whether it's for interest rates to come down a little bit or whether it's just for the right home to appear. That's the kind of feeling I get on my personal business. I'd love to get your opinion on this, Cordis, too, because this is something that I've been trying to key in on lately. Not being an expert on consumer sentiment, but just having some insight, because I'm working in it every single day. Home buyers, in my opinion, have gotten a little bit more picky. And my feeling is that they're more picky because they might be stretched, and they might be to the point where it's like, hey, I qualify for this mortgage for this $550,000 house, but, you know, $4,200 a month is a little bit of a stretch for me. I want to become a homeowner. I know that renting long-term is not going to do me any good, but it's got to be the right house for $4,200. And so it's taken longer for them, the cycle time between pre-approval and in contract or closed on a home is getting longer and longer. And I think it's that. What do you think?
Well, right now, just to give you the numbers. So the average home in Sacramento, based on what I've seen, is 27 days. And so people are still buying. People are picky, but it's going to be based on the pricing. And that's what I try to tell the sellers out there, is that you have to price it accordingly. You have to price it in a good price point per square feet to make sure that you have people that are coming and seeing your property. What's happening in some of the places where, let's say if it's Folsom, for example, when it's overpriced, people are looking at it, but then they're trying to figure out, well, why, if it's not selling in the, 27 to 33 days, what's going on with it? And then what they want to do is to come back and try to see if they can get a reduction in price. And then you're seeing some investors, because I went to an open house not too long ago, actually this past weekend, and people are coming in with all cash, and they're trying to see if they can get a reduction in price, because it's all cash where you don't have to go through the escrow process. So what I see is people being picky, but again, it's still kind of the owners of the property want to get a certain price, and they may not accept their, everything. Or, like as you said, you got pre-approved for a certain amount, and then somebody has to pull out of a deal. But I see it more on the homes that have been on the market for over 60 days, 90 days, where people are trying to come in for a reduction in price. And then they start to really nitpick the property so they can decrease how much they can that they want to spend on the property to purchase it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No doubt we're in uncharted territory when it comes to the real estate market. Everybody continues to talk about how 2023 was a tough year, record low number of sales, and that had to do with, interest rates and affordability. I heard somebody say yesterday 2024 is going to suck just a little bit less in regards of, the amount of transactions happening. So, maybe we'll wrap there. Any final parting words, or where can people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on my cell phone at 415-724-6889. I also want to say thank you, Matt, for your time and just allowing me to come on here and speak to you and speak to your viewing audience. And I also want to let Alvin, and I want to let Ali from Rank Marketing, a fusion of human creativity and AI technologies. I want to make sure that they get a shout out too, because without them and without you, I wouldn't be here. But my parting words would be, don't be afraid to buy. Don't be afraid to get pre-approved. We are here to help you. And if you don't, I have this this thought that I had the last few days. I believe the Sacramento County, Placer County, Yolo County is the last stop for people to find affordable housing in Northern California or California, period. There are so many things that are going to happen technology-wise, and we're not even talking about the lithium that they found down by Joshua Tree. We're not talking about the change in AI that's coming, and people are moving back to the Bay Area from Texas, from Idaho, from Tennessee. This is the last stop for affordable housing. And so this is just my personal opinion. If people out there don't take advantage of it now, by 10 years, I believe, especially by the 2030, where they want to get carbon neutral, you will not be able to afford a house in California. It's just no way. And so I implore anybody that's on the fence to get out there. Don't be afraid. Pick up the phone and call Matt, or call me at Kellen Williams. We're here to help. Do not miss out on an opportunity, because you only have a limited time before you can't live here anymore.
Yep. I love what you said initially. Just get out there and at least do the work to get yourself educated, and get some answers. Doesn't mean you have to buy tomorrow or next week, but you at least got to start, get some answers, do a little bit of work on your end. Knowledge drives confidence. Confidence drives success. And I implore people, that's the whole point of getting better every day is, you know, you're going to feel more confident with the knowledge. If you need specific real estate knowledge, you talk to somebody like Cordis. If you need knowledge around what the mortgage structure looks like, me and my team are more than happy to help. So get out there, get better every day. Thanks for your time, Cordis. I appreciate you, my man.
Thank you so much.
This is Matt Gouget. Just wanted to give you a quick thank you for listening to the Get Better Every Day podcast. Hopefully you're inspired to go out there and get better every day. If you could, please do us a huge favor and leave a 5-star review if you found any value in this. Share it with your friends. Again, thanks for listening and go out there and get better every day.